Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah, a gal who only wants one gift from Kris Kringle, and that's a man so I can quit being single.
Yes, from Hollywood, it's the new Beulah Show, brought to you, transcribed by General Foods.
Love that man.
Say, do you know what a caffeine susceptible is? You know, you might be one yourself and not realize it. Truly. Anyway, a caffeine susceptible is a person who shouldn't drink coffee or tea because they contain caffeine. Caffeine is a drug that makes some people nervous, irritable, spoils their rest. Of course, many people can handle it, but if I could get all you folks who drink coffee and shouldn't, you caffeine susceptibles, if I could get you to try Postum, you'd thank me. Because delicious instant Postum doesn't have any caffeine, none at all. There's no chance of coffee nerves, no chance of sleepless nights due to caffeine. That's a fact. So, how about doing yourself a favor? How about switching to instant Postum tomorrow and see if you don't sleep better, look and feel better, too. Chances are you'll want to keep on with Postum for good. Well, Beulah's employer, Harry Henderson, has his heart set on being the honorary Santa Claus for the big Christmas Day party. The honor will go to the man whose child writes the best letter saying why his daddy should be Santa Claus.
Uh-huh. And yesterday, little Donnie wrote a wonderful letter about Mr. Harry.
Well, that's fine, Beulah.
Except for one thing. I put the wrong paper in the envelope, and what he really mailed was his English composition. A description of mean old Scrooge from Dickens' Christmas Carol. Mr. Harris is very angry about the whole thing, Mr. Jacobs, and it's all my fault. The whole thing is my fault.
You
and
breakfast ready?
Come right in, Miss Alice. Excuse me, Mr. Jacobs. I got to serve breakfast. And I hate to go in there. I wouldn't blame Mr. Harris if he wouldn't even talk to me. Morning, Miss Alice.
Morning, Beulah.
Morning, Miss Harris. Uh-oh.
Beulah, I'm afraid Mr. Henderson's pretty upset.
I don't blame him, Miss Alice.
Alice, would you please tell Beulah I'd like my eggs now?
Beulah, Mr. Henderson would like his eggs now.
However, I like my eggs well done.
He likes his eggs well done.
In plenty of butter.
In plenty of butter.
Today is Wednesday, and we got French toast. And it's sizzling hot.
Oh. Well, I'll... take 2 pieces of toast.
Mr. Henderson wants 2 pieces of toast.
Yes.
Tell her I'm just about to taste it.
He says he's just about to taste it.
Oh! Oh!
He says, ow, ow.
Beulah, quick, a glass of water. Quick, why don't you give me a glass of water?
Begging your pardon, sir. But you forgot to go through channel.
Well, never mind. Nothing anyway. But I would like some strawberry jam for my toast. Alice?
Oh, Mr. Henderson would like some strawberry jam for his toast.
Miss Alice, you better tell Mr. Harry we're all out of strawberry jam so I can bring him some blueberry jam instead. But if he tells you he don't like blueberry and he'd rather have blackberry, I think there's some of that. But our cherry preserves are fresher than the blackberry jam. And if he'd rather have cherry than blackberry or blueberry, I can get him that. Or the jelly.
Tell her to please get the jelly.
He says, please get the jelly.
I can't. I'm so mixed up now, I don't know where the kitchen is.
Well, I don't try.
I'm trying not to, Miss Alice.
Beulah, I didn't mean to make you cry, Beulah. No, Beulah, it's just that I wanted to be Santa Claus. You didn't mean to send the wrong letter, Beulah. Come on, Beulah, now. Anybody can make a mistake.
I know, but why do I have to be such an expert at it? Come in.
It's Bill, baby, your great big handsome pop-up in the toaster of love.
Come on in, Bill.
Say, honey, you look all depressed. What's wrong? Tell your Billy boy about it.
Oh, Bill, I did a terrible thing.
Yeah?
I ruined Mr. Harris' chances of being honorary Santa Claus for the Christmas Day party.
Well, how did you do that, baby?
I put the wrong letter in the envelope that Donnie mailed, and I feel just awful about it.
No, honey, don't take it so to heart.
Bill, I just can't stay here knowing all the trouble I caused. So, I made up my mind to take a very important step.
Now, baby, don't do anything rash.
Don't try to talk me out of it, Bill. I'm going to do it anyway, even if it makes someone's life miserable.
Now, baby, marrying me ain't going to solve a thing.
That ain't it, Bill. I'm thinking of leaving the Hendersons, even though it breaks my heart.
But that's foolish, honey. Who would keep this house in good shape then?
The new girl.
And who's going to see that Donnie has his breakfast and gets to school on time every day?
The new girl.
And who's going to throw her arms around me and kiss me every time I come in?
The new girl. I've changed my mind. I'm staying.
Atta girl, baby. Atta girl. And I got a wonderful idea on how to redeem yourself.
You have, Bill?
Uh-huh. All you have to do is write another letter to the Chamber of Commerce, tell them the first letter was a mistake, and telling them that a wonderful man Mr. Henderson is.
Why, Bill, that's a wonderful idea. That would solve everything. Oh, I need some stationery right away. I better run next door to Oriole and borrow some. See you later, Bill.
Okay, baby.
I'll help you, honey. Come on in.
Thanks, Oriole.
What can I do for you, honey?
Well, I want to borrow something from you, Oriole. Tell me, do you keep stationery in the kitchen?
No, I got to keep moving if I want to get all my work done.
Oriole, I am talking about stationery, writing paper. What is it you put in envelopes for your mail?
Box tops. Hey, you want to see my Superman flashlight ring?
Oriole, I'll try and explain. Mr. Harry wants to be honorary Santa Claus for the Christmas Day party, so I'm writing a letter saying what a wonderful man he is.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. Now, can I please have something to write it on?
Oh, sure. How about this paper towel?
Oriole, when did you first get this brilliant idea of writing letters on paper towels?
When I had a fight with my boyfriend.
You sent him a letter on a paper towel?
Uh-huh. He told me he was washing his hands of me, so I sent him something to dry them on.
Never mind. Just please give me some letter paper.
Some letter paper, Bill. I got some right over here. I keep it in this can marked flour.
Don't help me. I just ain't going to ask her why she keeps it in a can marked flour. I'm just going to grab some, and then I'm going to get out of here.
My, sure it's nice of you to write that letter for Mr. Henderson. He's such a nice man. He deserves to be Santa Claus. And if one letter will help, a whole flock of letters ought to be much better. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit right down and send in a big stack of letters, and I'll sign them with different names.
Oh, that is a good dinner, Beulah. That is mighty fine.
Thank you, Mr. Harris.
Well, I'm glad you two are friendly again.
Oh, we are. I just flew off the handle, I guess. I was just so set on being Santa Claus, I just got a boomer top. I'm sorry, but I guess I just can't hide my feelings.
Then you don't feel so badly anymore about not being honorary Santa Claus, huh?
Oh, no, no. Say, the paper says they might make the announcement tonight. Letter-writing contest ended this afternoon.
I still hope you win, Mr. Harris.
But after that description of Scrooge, Donnie sent them. Last chance.
Excuse me, folks. There's someone at the door.
Go ahead, Beulah.
Good evening. Is Mr. Henderson home?
Yes, sir. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Mr. Harris, someone to see you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Beulah. How do you do? What can I do for you, sir?
Mr. Henderson, I'm Mr. Vernick, chairman of the Santa Claus Letter Writing Committee.
Oh, yes, of course. Hello, Mr. Vernick. Say, I wanted to explain about that letter. You see, my boy Donnie,
Permit me to congratulate you, Mr. Henderson. Yes, you were the committee's unanimous choice for Santa Claus. A what?
Hot dog. Maybe I should say hot reindeer.
Alice, this is Mr. Burnick of the Santa Claus Committee.
Oh.
This is Alice, Mrs. Henderson, this is my wife.
How do you do, Mr.
Burnick? And he told me I'm the one they chose. I'm Santa Claus.
Isn't that wonderful?
You see, we originally had planned to take into consideration only the contents of the letter.
Yeah.
But then,
yeah.
Well, we just couldn't overlook a man who expresses the whole spirit of this great holiday by adopting 11 children.
And it...
Adopting 11 children?
11 children?
Uh-oh, I must have been writing on carbon paper.
I don't know when those children are arriving, Mr. Henderson, but we received such sweet letters from all of them.
Well, but Mr. Burnick,
Mr. Henderson, you're doing a wonderful thing.
I am?
Yes, and those letters were so cute. Why, some of them were written on paper towels.
Paper towels? Oh, see? I'd like to wring that Oreo's neck.
What is that, Beulah?
I said, we got a mighty big family, by heck.
Now, look, Mr. Burnick, there's something I have to discuss
no,
with
no,
you.
No, we'll discuss all the arrangements tomorrow, Mr. Henderson.
Yeah, but...
Now, congratulations again. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night. Alice?
Yes?
Tell Beulah I would like an explanation.
Beulah, Mr. Henderson says he'd like an explanation.
I don't blame him, Miss Ellis. So would I.
Say, let me ask you a question. Does anyone in your family ever turn thumbs down on breakfast?
Not in my family, Mr. Jacobs. No, sir. Ain't nobody turned thumbs down since I started turning bottoms up on a big box of them post toasties every morning. They're the heap good corn flakes. Man, the best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it. Fact, when the Indians found out about that real sweet kernel corn flavor in post toasties, they really had them a ball. Just listen to them dancing around and holding up their bowls for more post toasties.
Post toasties eat good corn flakes. The best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it. Eat good corn flakes. Post toasties eat good corn flakes.
Beulah's right, folks. Post toasties are the heap good corn flakes. So bring home a big box of post toasties next time you shop.
Well, there's only one way to straighten out this mess, and that's to explain to the committee exactly what happened. Of course, there is one other way, but I doubt if Miss Alice and Mr. Harry can have 11 children by Friday.
Say, ever find yourself looking around the kitchen for a quick snack just before bedtime? Something easy and good that won't keep you awake? Well, that's the time to make yourself a Postum nightcap. It's quick as a wink, just a heaping teaspoon of instant Postum in a cup of hot milk. And of course, your nourishing Postum nightcap contains no caffeine at all, nothing that could possibly keep you awake. But you see for yourself. Get a jar of delicious instant Postum tomorrow. You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by General Foods. The Beulah Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hades and was written this week by Sherwood Schwartz, Lee Carson, and Seaman Jacobs. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network. Time for the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah, a gal who hopes Santa Claus will pull a husband out of the sack for me. Because if he don't, I'll be the one who's left holding the bag.
Yes, sir. It's the new Bueller Show, brought to you, transcribed from Hollywood.
Love that man.
Keep your eye on the clock and your dial on CBS Radio, and soon as the minutes tick by, St. Nick and CBS Radio will be ready to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And to make your Christmas even merrier, CBS Radio has some bright and shiny comedy hits all wrapped up for happy weekend listening. You'll meet the amusing characters who entertain you all year long with some bright holiday programs. You'll meet Millie over most of these same stations later tonight. She's a white-collar girl whose Christmas stocking is packed with a package of laughter. You'll also meet Junior Miss, who's dreaming up some hilarious holiday hijinks. Some of the Sunday night friends who are decorating the CBS Radio airwaves with merriment are our Miss Brooks, America's favorite school teacher, and Santa Claus's favorite economist, Jack Benny. Then caught between Funny Trouble and Mistletoe is My Little Margie, Amos and Andy, and Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, of course. You'll meet them all, you'll laugh at them all, and you'll enjoy spending the holiday season at the Star's address, CBS Radio. Well, yesterday, Harry Henderson was selected as honorary Santa Claus for the big Christmas party tomorrow, but there was a big mix-up involved, and Harry was sure they'd select someone else instead.
Oh, it's all right now, Mr. Jacobs. I explained the whole story to Mr. Harry, and he explained it to the committee. Now, Mr. Harry's going to be Santa Claus after all.
Well, that's just wonderful. Beulah, it's amazing how you straighten things out.
Beulah.
Be right in, Miss Alice. Excuse me, Mr. Jacobs. Got to serve breakfast now.
Morning, Beulah.
Morning, Miss Alice. Morning, Mr. Santa Claus.
Beulah, Santa Claus wants some breakfast. After all, I've been riding the sled through the snow all night. Up, Dancer! Up, Prancer!
Oh, my goodness. I must say, everyone's in good spirits this morning, huh?
Good spirits? Well, why not? Golly, I never thought I'd be chosen honorary Santa Claus. And, of course, if it hadn't been for our Beulah, I wouldn't have been either. She's the girl who made the whole thing possible.
Oh, Mr. Harry.
No, that's the truth.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, bless my little old heart.
Well, Mr. Henderson's right, Beulah.
Yeah, and just to show my appreciation, Beulah, you name what you want most for Christmas, and we'll have it under the tree for you on Christmas morning.
What are you laughing at? Mr. Henderson means it.
Excuse me, folks, but I was just wondering how you'd be able to gift-wrap my boyfriend, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I'll pick out something myself, then.
Yeah, but right now I've got to be shoving off.
Santa Claus has to rent a costume to see about getting a sled.
Oh, dear, you'll probably have to chase all over town, huh?
I bet I can save you a lot of time and trouble, Mr. Harry.
Oh, how's that, Beulah?
Well, I could store up a Santa Claus outfit in no time at all.
Oh?
And Bill could get a sled and fix it up real nice with Christmas decorations.
Well, that's wonderful, Beulah.
Gee, that would save a lot of trouble.
Yes. Well, then let's get started, Mr. Harry.
Fine. I think there's a tape measure on the back of the doorknob. Yep, here it is.
Good. You call out the measurements, Miss Alice, and I'll mark them down.
Okay,
Alice. Your model husband is ready to model.
Yes, all right. Now, Beulah, chest 41.
Chest 41.
Hip 41.
Hip 41.
Waist 42.
Waist 42. My goodness, Mr. Harry, you got an hourglass figure. Only trouble is, most of the sand seems to be stuck in the middle.
Well, I wasn't standing quite straight. All right, there. Go on, dear.
All right, now let's really measure the waist this time, huh? Oh, now stand still, honey.
Honey, you're sickly.
Oh,
stop that.
Harry, I've got to find out what...
No.
Honey. Harry, all I can see is that it's 40-something.
No.
I can't tell 41.
Not enough.
I don't play in this town.
No.
If my waist were in the 40s, I'd be just silly, too. Oh, there's my boyfriend. Come in.
It's Bill, baby. You're burning. Blazing hunk of love that's on fire.
Well, come on in, you great big false alarm.
Hey, but what is that you're throwing there, baby?
Well, can't you guess what I'm throwing, Bill? This is red flannel, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And Christmas is coming, isn't it?
Well, if that ain't sweet, you make me some long underwear.
Bill, this is Mr. Harry's Santa Claus suit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's way too big for Mr. Henderson, baby.
Oh, it's got to be big, Bill. Mr. Harry's going to stick a lot of pillows and things in there to make him round, you know, like Santa Claus.
Yeah, but he wouldn't need any baby if he was built like me. Just look at me, honey. Mm. Oh, that's solid.
Uh-huh. Solid slab. You know, that gives me an idea, Bill. Now, if this suit will fit you, it'll be perfect for Mr. Harry and a lot of stuffing. How about slipping it on, huh?
Okay, honey. I'll just pull it on over my suit here.
Yeah, but be careful now. It's only basted together.
Okay, okay.
I got it on the pattern yet. Oh, easy with those pants now.
Say, what's all these pieces of newspaper pinned on it for?
Well, that's a pattern, Bill. I cut it out of the newspaper. How does it feel?
Well, it feels okay around the news reports, but... But it's kind of loose back here in the classified section.
Well, let's just slip the coat on now, huh?
Okay.
There.
Life sure is funny. I just dropped in to tell you about the sled I found for Mr. Henderson. And I'm all dressed up like Santa Claus.
Oh, there's that Oriole from next door. You better take off that Santa Claus outfit, Bill.
Say, let's play a trick on that dizzy woman.
What do you mean?
I'll bet that Oriole still believes in Santa Claus.
Yeah?
I'll keep this suit on and see what she says.
Okay, Bill. Here, put these whiskers on, too. Okay. This ought to be fun, huh? Get behind the door there, Bill.
Okay. I'm all set now.
Come on in, Oriole.
Hello,
Oriole.
Hello, Oriole. I just dropped in to tell you
Oriole. Suppose I told you that Santa Claus was right here in this room. What would you say?
Oh, I've got to say.
Well, that's a right nice, intelligent remark. Anyway, Oriole, just look in back of you. There's Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, little girl. Merry Christmas.
Well, why do you know?
Of course I'm really Santa Claus. Oh, ho, ho. Have you been a good little girl this year?
Uh-huh.
And have you been kneeling by your bed and saying your prayers?
No, I've been saying my prayers under my bed.
Now, that's a silly way to pray.
Not if what you're praying for is to find a man under there.
Oil, why don't you ask him to put something in your stocking?
I will not. She put something in my stocking last year and hurt my toes when I walked around. Besides, Santa Claus can't even come down my chimney.
Why, sure I can, little girl.
I bet you can't.
I'll bet I can.
All right, I'll bet you a nickel.
Okay, it's a bet. Now, what makes you think I can't come down your chimney?
I haven't got any chimney. Come on now, give me the nickel.
Okay, here you are, little girl.
And goodbye now, Beulah. And thanks again for the nickel, Bill.
Bill? Well, she knew me all the time.
And she made 5 cents on the deal.
Beulah?
Yes, Miss Allen?
Where's Mr. Henderson?
Well, as soon as he got home, he rushed right upstairs to try on his Santa Claus suit. Think I hear him coming down now.
Alice? Beulah? Take a look. How do you like me as good old Saint Nick?
Let's see that.
How do you like
me? Oh, honey, you look so funny.
Well, what in the world's wrong? I put in a lot of stuffing.
Oh, Mr. Harry, All that stuffing belongs in front.
Oh. Shift it around. There. That's better. Say, now, how would you like to hear Santa Claus's speech?
Oh, well...
You see, I have a few words to say to the crowd after the mayor welcomes me.
Yeah, but go on, let's hear it.
Yeah, but it feels funny talking through this big beard.
What's
that? Ladies and gentlemen, and all you kiddies, this is the happiest day of the year. Annual Santa Claus is filled with joy good cheer and what else
am I filled with?
Two pillows, three sweaters, and an army blanket.
All right, go on with your speech, Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, indeed, this is a wonderful night. And I wish to thank you all.
The food hides, Santa.
Thanks.
Honey, are you catching a cold?
Oh, I don't think so. Where was it?
Oh, yeah. But I can't stay here long because Santa has lots of work tonight. I have to go east. West.
Four-way cold tablet.
I can't understand this sudden sneezing. Well, you were all right a little while ago.
Hello.
Wait a minute. What kind of a beard is that?
Well, some kind of fur, I guess, Miss Alice.
Well, that's the trouble. You're allergic to it.
Oh, that's fine. That's just dandy. I'm some Santa Claus. I'm allergic to my own beard.
Honey, this is terrible. You got to wear a beard if you're Santa Claus.
I know.
Well, there's only one solution, Mr. Harry.
What?
Leave all your presents home and fill up your bag with Kleenex.
Happy holidays are ahead, in fact, just around the corner. And along with the season of good cheer come the gaily wrapped presents, the tinsel, pine trees with their shiny lights, and the red and green decorations that are all an integral part of Christmas. With all of this comes another need, the need for safety, the need for prevention of accidents in your home, the need for careful disposal of paper wrappings, the need for caution with those Christmas tree lights and candles. Just a little time and a little care can prevent many needless accidents. Remember, one thoughtless act can cause an accident or a fire. Be sure you make these holidays happy ones by prevention and caution. Have a Merry Christmas, have a happy holiday, and above all, have a safe one.
Poor Mr. Harry. He's had none but trouble since he tried to become honorary Santa Claus. Speaking of Santa Claus, I sure hope he's good to all of you this evening, wherever you are. And from all of us to all of you, a very Merry Christmas.
The part of Harry Henderson is played by Hugh Studebaker, Alice Henderson by Mary Jane Croft, Oriole by Ruby Dandridge, Bill by Ernest Whitman, and Beulah, of course, by Amanda Randolph. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking. CBS Radio is just the place to meet Mr. McNutley. And when you meet Mr. McNutley, you're saying hello to Ray Milland, who assumes the role of this absent-minded but charming professor who's the talk of the campus and the delight of America. If you want to know what he's up to next, well, just stick around on CBS Radio and you'll meet Mr. McNutley later tonight over most of these same stations. You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.